Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer on gratitude at Easter together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Thank God for the Promises of Easter. Written and read by Annie Yorty. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. Luke chapter 4, verses 18 through 19, New Living Translation. Have you ever felt like a slave to fear? I have. As a child, I feared abandonment. Painful family relationships set me on edge, never sure of anything. I suppressed my anxiety behind a false front, a smile, but the ironclad grip of my unseen master dictated what I said and thought, where I went, and even the content of my dreams. Worst of all, fear influenced how I related to God. As adults, we may continue to be controlled by fear. Even when we're sure monsters don't hide under the bed, even when we know there's nothing in the darkness, we tremble at the unknown and resist change. The possibility of rejection unnerves us, and loss of control produces anxiety. When we consider the finite and fleeting nature of our time on earth, we may worry what happens to us when we die. Jesus left heaven and came to earth to reveal the truth and set people free, John 8:32. His glorious resurrection from the grave, after the utter humility of the cross, confirmed His mission's success. Then He crossed enemy lines into Satan's territory and released captives who languished in sin, darkness, and fear. If you've been set free by Jesus, Easter is a wonderful time to thank God for His promises that were fulfilled through His Son. In His own words, Jesus tells us four life-changing ways His resurrection sets us free. First, Jesus' resurrection frees us from the penalty of sin. He said, "This is my blood, which confirms the covenant between God and His people. It is poured out as a sacrifice to forgive the sins of many." Matthew 26:28, New Living Translation. Because of the blood Jesus shed on the cross, we are free from the fear of God's wrath and judgment. Jesus bore all our punishment. Second, Jesus' resurrection frees us from the fear of rejection or retribution from people. If we believe in and surrender to Jesus as our Lord and Savior, our Heavenly Father adopts us into His forever family. When the religious leaders questioned Jesus about family relationships in heaven, He said, "Those who trust Him are children of God and children of the resurrection." Luke 20:36, New Living Translation. As adopted children in God's family, we don't need to dread or avoid disapproval from others. Because our Father always loves us unconditionally, we seek to please Him alone. Third, Jesus' resurrection frees us from the fear of death. Because Jesus rose to life after He died on the cross, we know He has authority and power over death. The end of life on earth immediately ushers God's children into His presence. We place our confidence in the truth Jesus spoke to Martha as she mourned the death of her brother Lazarus. "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying." John 11:25, New Living Translation. Finally, Jesus' resurrection frees us to live boldly for God each day. As the time of His death approached, Jesus forewarned His disciples He would be leaving them. In His place, He promised to send a helper, the Holy Spirit. "And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate who will never leave you." John 14:16, New Living Translation. Friends, we are never alone. The Holy Spirit of God dwells within us. He infuses us with God's power and truth so we produce His fruit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5:22-23. Submitted to the Spirit, we represent Jesus and His gospel to everyone we meet. What joy we have when we consider the freedom Jesus gives us. Because of our sins, we were indebted, enslaved to Satan as helpless captives. But Jesus fulfilled His promises, so we rejoice in the freedom He purchased with His precious blood. Let's thank Him in prayer for these promises of Easter every day. Father God, as I consider the fulfilled promises of Easter, my heart overflows with praise. You did not withhold Your only Son, whom You dearly love. He willingly endured the agony of the cross to purchase my freedom. Jesus, thank You for taking the punishment for my sin upon Yourself, so I may rest in a secure relationship with You. Your Spirit guides me in Your ways each day of my life, and I live in the light and hope of eternity spent face to face with You. Humbly and gratefully, I offer all I am and all I have to You this Easter and every day. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study, called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.